Welcome into the Investing in Real Estate show. This is the show where we teach you how to get rich without quitting your day job, unless, of course, you want to. That might be the goal at the end of the day. Hey, everyone, I'm Clayton Morris, longtime real estate investor. Quit my day job a number of years ago thanks to financial freedom and passive income through buy and hold real estate. That's what we talk about here on the show. And every Monday, I love to do a Motivation Monday episode because really, at the end of the day, forget strategy and tactics. It all comes down to mindset. But before we get there, today's episode is brought to you by ClearBank. You know, ClearBank reached out to us because they provide funding for entrepreneurs, and they don't want entrepreneurs to have to give up a part of their business in order to create their dream. So they reached out to us because they know we have such a large audience, and they know we have so many entrepreneurs and small business owners that listen to this show, and they are changing one unfair thing, which is how hard it is to get funding as an entrepreneur. So they've created a new way for founders to raise money without tapping into their personal resources. They can fund you anywhere from $10,000 up to $10 million in a single day. All you need to do is fill out their 20-minute term sheet to get started. So ClearBank works with e-commerce companies, SaaS companies, you know, that's software as a service, and yes, mobile apps as well. So if you create a mobile app, we actually spoke to a developer the other day who's making mobile apps, listens to this show. They have funded thousands of entrepreneurs, and they're on track to invest over $1 billion in 2019. So as a special gift to my listeners, qualifying companies, they get approved by ClearBank, will get $1,000 of additional capital. They're going to give you $1,000 of additional money just by using this URL. Go to clearbank.com, and there's no K at the end of that. It's just ClearBank.com/investing. That's ClearBank.com/investing. Stop pitching and get back to doing what you love, which is growing your business. Thanks, ClearBank. And my thanks to all of you for leaving your nice, kind 5-star reviews in the Apple Podcasts app. Thank you so much for doing that. And I'll read a few of them at the end of every Monday's episode. So thanks to you. I'll get to a few of them, really nice ones in here today. Listening to a rock climber. That's today's episode. Listening to a rock climber. These guys that climb up rocks and then even do highline, where they actually connect between two rocks and do a tightrope walk between them. So these guys are crazy, right? You think they're crazy. But listening to a free-form rock climber that really don't like hardly use any safety harnesses at all, these guys who climb up. And amazing thing that I heard him say, and I just want to reiterate it to you today on the show, because there's so much power, so much wisdom in these words that I couldn't go without doing an episode on this. It's so relevant for your journey, whether it's a journey in real estate, a journey in investing, starting your own business, leaving your 9-to-5 job, whatever it happens to be. One thing that he said, when you are a rock climber, you never want to climb the same mountain twice. You don't. You want to look for the next climb that could possibly kill you. Think on that for a second. Those are his words. I'm going to say it again, and I really want this to sink in. When you are a rock climber, you never want to climb the same mountain. You want, though, instead to look for the next climb that will kill you. Think on that. So his idea about killing you, right? That's the point of rock climbing, the challenge. You're looking for the rock that could potentially kill you. One false move, it's a challenge, makes you fall to your death. And you never want to climb the same mountain again after you've conquered that mountain. You know you've accomplished it. You've built that business. You've done that thing. Why go back to it again? You've already proven yourself. I love this idea because it gets to the heart of many of the things that we've talked about here on the show. Growing through adversity. Growing through challenges. Many of you will go through very difficult challenges in your life. They might come in the form of health, family, finance. It doesn't matter. We're all put here to go through challenges and grow from them. All of us. They come in different forms. Some might happen to you when you're younger. Some of you listening right now may have had parental trouble as a child, as a challenge. You didn't get to know your parents as well as you would have liked. Maybe health problems later in life. I've spoken to an investor recently who bought a few properties, and he's dealing with his wife's mother who just got cancer, and just difficult times in their family with health-related issues now. And he said, thank God for that passive income, because it enabled him to take time off to focus on the family. These challenges may come in different ways at different parts of our lives, but we grow through them at every time. The point is that, you know, it's the old saying, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, is so true. It's so true. It's not a cliche at all. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. And the same thing goes for this rock climbing. You've conquered this mountain. You've built this business. You've achieved this goal. Why would you go back to the same one again? You're going to look for the next thing, the next challenge that's going to help you grow. And that's what he was saying. As a rock climber, we're going to move on to the next thing. But we don't want to do it where it's like the bunny slope on a ski at a ski mountain, right? Where we know we can do it with our eyes closed. No, we want to find the next rock that could potentially kill us. As an entrepreneur, it's probably not going to kill you, right? You're not, this is a metaphor. You're not actually climbing a mountain. As a small business owner, someone who's going to get started in real estate investing and is going to make that leap and come out of your comfort zone, you're not actually going to die. If you make a wrong step, you make a bad investment. I'm coming to this realization, honestly, that I hope people make a bad investment early on, because I think it separates the men from the boys and the ladies from the girls. Go through something tough in the beginning. Have a bad investment, an investment that goes south. You get the tenants from hell that destroy your property. We just had to deal with that on a property that we bought a couple of years ago. Did the full renovation on a property I bought in New Jersey. This is why I don't. This is one of the reasons, again, why I don't invest in New Jersey. But I did this as an example, as a test run. Renovated the whole property and then found out that we had a tenant that just destroyed the whole property. Didn't pay rent. Destroyed the whole property. Now, that would break a lot of people, right? They'd be done. They'd go back to their 9-to-5, put money blindly in a 401k, they'd be done. But for me, I'm like, hey, where's my next challenge? All right, we're going to get this tenant out of there. We're going to get it fixed up. We're going to deal with it. Where's my next challenge? Where am I going next? How am I going to continue to grow? So in many ways, I hope people do go through these challenges early on in their investing journey. That way it doesn't make you soft. Now you've got 30 properties under your belt and then you have a problem? Come on. I'd rather you have a problem on your first one. That's when it gets exciting. That's when you grow. So if you can build into the process this idea that you only grow through challenges, then sky's the limit. Then look at everything not as a problem, but as a challenge. Look for your next rock to climb. Look for your next mountain to climb. If you've already reached a certain level in your career, look for your next challenge. I think we could all learn to live our lives a little bit more like rock climbers today and the rest of this week. I'm going to carry this with me for the rest of this week. I know it's the first day of fall today, you know, and it's a new season. It's a new season of life today on this Monday, on this autumnal equinox, my favorite time of the year. So it's a season of change right now. It's a season to come out of your comfort zone and to take these challenges. I have to say, I'm so touched. I receive so many Instagram private messages and DMs from people. I got one the other day from a gentleman who sent and said, we just bought our third property. We would have never taken action if not for listening to this podcast. And I want to thank you. And I said, no, I want to thank you. It's not me. I put all the tools out here for you to do it. It's all right here on this show and on our YouTube channel. It's all right here. But you take action and you do it. That's what separates the men from the boys, the ladies from the girls. Taking action and looking for that next rock to climb. I want to thank some people who left some very kind 5-star reviews in the podcast app, Apple Podcasts. You can also recommend us in the Overcast app by hitting the little star icon if you're listening to this episode right now. But Ram writes, he left us a kind review. He said, inspiring lessons and strategy. I can't sleep knowing the tremendous opportunities that are available in real estate investing with such a low risk. It's crazy how people don't take action and don't know about these things and just end up working their whole life in a 9-to-5 job. It doesn't make sense at all with these powerful resources. I'm going to start investing right out of college and hopefully have financial freedom in my 30s. You know what? I'm not going to even read another one today because that one was so good. Ram, thank you for your kind 5-star review in the iTunes store. We'll be back on Wednesday, everyone. Actually, we've got something fun for you tomorrow. Just a little something for you tomorrow. And then we'll be back fully on Wednesday with another big episode. I can't wait for you to hear it. So excited about it. Now go out there, everyone. Enjoy this first day of fall. Maybe go get a pumpkin spice latte. And look for your next rock to climb. Much love to all of you. Now go out there and take action. Become a real estate investor. It's the number one way to build wealth.